Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
We lose nondescript for normal looking. Again, I've never known anyone to say the word nondescript in conversation.
You would. I might. But normal people know.
Yeah, not normal people. Yeah, I know. Aren't in this group.
I've done a lot of research to normals, and apparently...
this is how they converse.
But when the blast of war...
Is this a dagger that I see before me?
Excellent.
It's...
No, it's me.
Okay.
I'll play it their way for now, but when it comes down to it...
Sorry, your stomach.
My stomach! I'm really hungry, Alex! Look, there's a growl. It's atmospheric. It wants
it sounds like a creaking ship. It was like a ship in a storm.
Look, mate, I'm hungry all the time. Should I just go away, get chips and come back?
You're all right.
Yeah. You say that.
Now, if you'll excuse me... Right. Yes, well, you're not the only one that knows his way around the tunnels.
Then you have the eternal question. Face to face or butt to butt?
Yep. Yeah, there's some... It's going to have to happen.
Okay, you're going to do another take, so I need something to cut across?
Yep.
Okay.
Butt to butt. I would like to hear how you've been doing.
Me? I've been just fine. I'll see you later.
You sure? You've not got... There is nothing you want to say to me.
Not with that thong... Not with that thong on.
Wow.
Well, there is a reason to believe that the archivist conversations are always done naked, but I think I've just proved it.
Go from top. Also, sure. For the all clear, could you do this one louder? I don't
know why you said louder, and in my head I was like, higher pitched?
All clear!
Basically.
It's me, Terence, the very small air raid warden.
Anyway.
You don't do well with the heat, do you?
Oh, we have fun.
So, yeah, if you can go louder with it.
Editor's note, we're having a great time.
It's so warm.
Should I go a little bit higher?
Good.
Good. The moment you're going,
good.
You're doing this, you're going, good.
Good. All right.
Good, you fucking dickhead.
Fuck you. Ran away from me, just like my dad.
I loved you.
How's the plane?
Still going by.
What is it? Is it a jet or is it a prop jet?
Twin turbine.
Really? Amazing.
I should have done... I'd have been amazing on a submarine. It's gone now. We'll be able to do it. Ben and Zim, sorry, can you talk amongst yourselves for a second?
I am talking to you like a normal human being.
Yes, this is a conversation that normal human beings would have.
Excellent.
Fantastic. Yes.
And now I've gone too far the other way with Ben. Again, that was golden, by the way. That's exactly what I need.
That's official. This is what Alex thinks human interaction looks like.
I mean, it makes sense. He grew up on a farm.
That's how you talk to sheep, I hear.
Yes.
Who's on mic four?
Oh, that would be me.
Okay, can all three of you have a human interaction?
I'm not sure I really want to, if I'm honest.
I mean, it's very simple. You just, you know, you say, hello, I'm a human, and...
Really?
You
just... Hello, I'm a human?
Exactly.
Like that.
Yes, that was very convincing. I am also a human, hello.
I feel convinced.
Yes, I three am human.
I am continuing to talk like a human.
Okay.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me, mother?
Okay, let's go again from top. Mm-hmm. Ben, you crept closer and closer and closer.
Well done.
With our mic.
You're a good villain. You know, a good villain needs to make love to the microphone. But you're kind of getting all up in my grill,
sure,
Ben.
Yeah.
You're getting all up into my pop filters, Ben. Make love to the microphone, make hate to the audience.
I'm just very intimate with beholding.
This episode is distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit rustyquill.com, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi everyone, it's Kareem, the voice of Simon Fairchild from the Magnus Archives. Today, I'm here to advertise Beck's End, an upcoming new audio drama that will be launching on the RQ Network. Beck's End is a folk horror audio drama about isolation, belief, radicalization, and poses the question if redemption is possible. When floodwaters swallow an idyllic English Lake District village, a stranded journalist finds herself trapped in a rising tide of fear. Cut off from the outside world, she begins to uncover horrors both human and biblical, lurking beneath the surface. If this intrigues you, you can support the creation of Beck's End on Kickstarter until the 17th of July. For more information on the show and to pledge your support, visit becksend.com. That's becksend.com. And you might recognize a voice here or there. Have fun and enjoy the episode.
Hi, Alex here, founder and CEO of Rusty Quill Limited. In case you haven't heard, there is now a Magnus Archives novel. The Library of Jürgen Leitner is set in the world of the Magnus Archives and written by Nebula Award-winning author Premi Mohammed with our very own Jonathan Sims. The story follows Hugh, a university dropout, desperate to find somewhere to belong and his new job at an esoteric library. The books he must investigate for the enigmatic Jürgen Leitner are not normal, because the library is not a vault, sealed and silent, but a hive, alive, buzzing, and ready to sting. The Library of Jürgen Leitner releases October 27th, 2026, but you can pre-order it right now in the US and UK from your local bookshop or by using the link in the episode description. If you live outside of the UK or US, you may be able to make an international order for this first publication, but it depends on individual retailers' shipping policies.